The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We have by us in the sugya the discussion of Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon whether Petach Hamor is Asur Bano or not. We pass in Petach Hamor is Asur Bano until it's Nifter onto a set. We discussed what exactly the Kim is in the Hamor. Whether there's a chilchah interview during Rav Shimon, we discussed in the previous shir. Now let's discuss the Isra Ano itself. So we again, like we said, we pass from like Rav Yehuda, Pidyon Petach Hamor. The Hamor is also Bahano. There's a machlokes, the Rambam, and the Ravid in Perikud Beis and Hilchos Bikurim. What happens? Let's say a person would take the Yisrael, would take the Bala Hamor, would take the Hamor, and he would sell it. He sold the Hamor for $100. What's with those $100? Are they nitvisu dom of bi'isu? Do those $100 become osur bahano, or do they not? So the Rambam says in Perek Yudal Halacha Dal, Petach Hamor osur bahano ad sheyifte v'mochroi koydim pidyin dom of asurim. The money is osur bahano. The Ravid is masig. Im dom of asurim lomo yitnim l'koyin v'yene bahem. Sherei poydim Petach Hamor b'shavi. The Ravid's question is, that if it's osur bahano, what do you have? You have $100 that was the money that the Yisrael got for selling the Hamor. Let him take those $100 and let him give it to a kohen. Let the kohen use it. Why should it be osur bahano? Sharei poydim petach hamor b'shavya. He brings a raya from the fact that you don't have to be mekayim the din of pidyon petach hamor dafkin a hamor, because we paskin. The Gemara says that if you poydim petach hamor b'shavya, exactly what, how that din works, we'll discuss in Mitzvah Term in a future share. But it doesn't have to be a seh. Like the Gemara says, Le'oma ha'seh el l'kula, not l'chumra. It could be nifte b'shavya. If that's the case, take the money and give it to a kohen. V'chime isuri hano, sh'teif sin d'mei muzeh. Is d'mei isuri hano. D'mei, I'm sorry, Petach Hamor, one of the isuri hano, that's nitvas domov. So the kasha seems to be a two-pronged kasha. The last line of the Ravid, v'chi, is predicated on a Gemara at the end of the second pair of Kiddushin, as well as a Gemara in a few places in Avodah Zarah. Most Yisuri Hano are not Nitvas Demeim. That means that if a Yid Chalila takes Yisuri Hano, he's Nikshulam Dinam Yisuri Hano, Bas Mukhalam, Orlo, Klayakarim, he sells them, he makes $100 profit. He sells fruits of Orlo, he makes $100. Those $100 do not have the din, Isur Hano, of the Orla. It's not Chal in them, the shame Orla. There's only two Isuri Hano, which are Nitvas Domov, and that's Avodah Zarah and Shvius. So it's a separate category of an Isur Hano. We spoke about this in the Shin Chulin. Avodah Zarah is a Loisidbak, Biyod Chome Umma. It's a different type of Isur Hano. Shvius is Kedusha Shvius. It's something else. Regularly, Isur Hano, it doesn't become part and parcel of the money itself, that it's also Vano. That's a given. If that's true, so then the Rambam is Tamsa, it's a Klal Gemara. That seems to be the cash of the Ravid. The problem is that the Ravid doesn't word it that way. He doesn't ask, Gevalt, the way the Ravid is wont to do the Ravid. When it's Mamish Keneged Gemara, the Ravid says, Gevalt, how could you say that? It's Keneged Gemara. The Ravid doesn't say that. More so, the Ravid says a whole piece. He says, why not take the money of the Petach Hamor and give it to a Kohen? Because it could be paid like that. Why doesn't he ask straight? And what's his kasha? And the line that he adds at the end of Nitvas Domov is only an addition to his first line. So the Rambam Shita, of course, needs clarification. What do we do with the Gemara we just mentioned? And the Ravid Hasoga as well is not put as bluntly as we would have expected if the kasha was so straightforward. What exactly is going on in this inyan? The Stipler talks on this inyan. Barichus, Marital Gazi, also talks about it. It seems to be one basic address to discuss in this Rambam, and that is a shita of Rashi. Rashi, it's Mavur Rashi in the beginning of Chulin. Rashi also holds this way in a few places in Avodah Zarah. Lagabi Yisur Hano, Rashi has a chiddush that even though all Yisur Hano is not Nitvas Bidameim, but that's only that the money itself does not become Orlo, but the owner of the fellow who sold the Orla for $100 is certainly not allowed to use the $100 to then go and buy himself a few pies of pizza. He's not allowed to use the money. Why? Not because the money becomes Orla, but the way he's using the Orla is by benefiting, profiting from the money. There's a simple formula over here. what he did with Arla is Yisur Ano. If he takes Arla fruit and he sells it and uses the money, the using of the money for him is an expression of what he did with the Arla. That's called Yisur Ano. If anybody else, Lamasha, let's say that $100 would be left. He can't use it. He puts it in the street. Somebody else would pick it up. There's nothing inherently in the money that renders it Arla. Only by Avodah Zarah and Shviyas. If there was money of Avodah Zarah and somebody left it in the street, it's still money of Avodah Zarah. It's b'cheftza Yisur Ano, not just because of the person who is benefiting from selling the Avodah Zarah. It itself is Avodah Zarah. It has the Yisur Avodah Zarah, the Yisur of Shviyas. Not true by Orla Klai HaKerem, Basav HaKalav, any other Yisur Ano. So if we would say that the Rambam over here is asering only Klape the owner, it's not that hard to fit that into the Lashon of the Rambam. So then we would have an answer. The Gemara in the end of the second parak of Kedushin that says nothing else is nitfas b'damav, is that nothing else becomes money of Yisurei Hano. But that using the money would be a violation for the person who sold it in his usage of the Arla that he's benefiting from the money, that could still be true. And then maybe we could explain exactly the Rambam, the Ravid are talking about a prat here, which we could explain. The problem is that the Rambam himself doesn't seem to hold like this Rashi. The Rambam in Machol Sasur's Perkes Halach Tazayin, there he's talking about classic Yisur Ano, like we said, or look like Karen Basu B'cholim. He argues over there, the Rambam Magid says clearly, he holds like the Ramban, the Ritva, the Ran, other Rishayim that hold that even for the person who sold the Yisur Ano, the money itself is not an expression of using the Arla. True, he already was over the Yisur, he has to do tshuva, he already violated the Yisur Ano of Arla by profiting, but the money itself has no shaks to the Arla. He can use the money, he can go into a store and buy himself a pair of sneakers. Has no legitimization of using the Arla in using the money in the store. They are gun Rashi, if the Rambam holds that way, so we're back to square one. So we have to delve into this Rambam. So, the Indian is opened up, comes a little bit to play in an Avdim Loom that we'll discuss. The stipler over here is Meirich, and the stipler brings a famous Yerushalmi in the end of the second period of Kedushin. The Yerushalmi says like this, Kiddush b'Yisur Hano, that's the Shmuz over there in the end of the second period of Kedushin, Kiddush b'Yisur Hano, Mikudeshes. The Mishnah says over there, Kiddush b'Yisur Hano, any Mikudeshes. But the Yerushalmi brings a Shita, Kiddush b'Yisur Hano, Mikudeshes, Zoyse Meres. The Yerushalmi says, this Shita is Mechiach, that Kiddush b'Gezel Mikudeshes. It proves that Kiddush b'Gezel, somebody is Mikudesh with something that he stole, theft, Mikudeshes, the woman is Mikudeshes. Now, the reason why this Yerushalmi is famous is because the Bavli in Perek Meruba and Perek HaGoizel in Bava Kama is Meirich, that the reason why Kiddush Begezel, Ruven steals from Shimon, then he's Mekadosh and Isha. The reason why the Kedushin would or wouldn't be a Kedushin is because of Yush, Betziruf with Shinu Rishus. Shinu Rishus together with Yush, and the whole Shaila how that works. But that's the address for whether Kiddush Begezel works, whether the Tziruf of Yush and Shinu Rishus works. The Yerushalmi is suggesting a whole different approach. Yerushalmi in Bava Kama is also Lishitosa, not our Indian, but the Yerushalmi over the Kedushin says, what's the pshat? Kiddush b'Yisur Ano Mikudeshes. What's the Havon in that? The Rishonim understand in Kedushin, what that means to say is like this. When I have Yisur Ano, when I have, let's say, Orla fruit, Klai HaKerem, Basu B'Cholam, because it's also Mano, the whole Shmuz, the Rishonim already say, that Yisur Ano Eino Yisheloi, it's Eino Bishusoi. The Yisur Ano don't belong to me. It can't belong to me because Bailus is about being able to use something. Bailus is being able to exercise control over something. There's nothing I can do with the Yisur Ano. I can't buy it, I can't trade it, I can't eat it, I can't anything with it. If I can't anything with it, Simamela, what value or what legitimacy does my Bailus have? That Bailus is not legitimate. Bailus, Yisur Ano in Eshaloi, if that's the case. If I would take Orla fruit that grew in my backyard and I'd be Mekadosh and Isha with it, am I giving her something of my own? Forget about whether I violated the din of Yisur Ano. Forget about the Aver Yishuboy. Am I giving her monetarily in Chesh Mishpat? Am I giving her something of my own? L'chari not. The balance is not a balance. And still the halach is Kiddush Yisur Ano Mekudeshes. That means that I don't have to give her something of my own. As long as through my Maisa Nesino she gets something, that would be enough that the Kedushin would be a Kedushin. Oy bazoi, then that's true also by Gezel. By Gezel, if I give it to her, she doesn't, maybe that's because of Yishin Shim Rishus, doesn't have to give it back to the original owner. Im Kane, even though it wasn't mine, because when I held on to it, there was no Shinui Rishus. It didn't belong to me. It belonged to the original owner. It didn't belong to me, the Galev. But if I gave it to an Isha because of my Nesina, she has something, that Kedushin would be Kedushin despite the fact that I didn't give her something of my own. That's the Tzushtal of the Yerushalmi. This is a famous Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi already speak this out. Based on that, the Stipler says as follows. The Mishnah Lamelech in Ishus Perakeh speaks out that the reason why the Rishonim all argue on Rashi, the Rashi that we spoke at before, that the Moicher, who has money that he sold Orlo and he got $100, that $100 is not Osir Bano according to Rishonim. There's no problem if the one who is over goes into a store and buys himself something. He's not over on the Isra Anor. It's because the money has nothing to do with the Isra Anor per se. The money is a substitute for this, I know. Reuven had fruits of Arlo. Jose wanted those fruits. Hopefully it was Jose, not a Yid buying fruits of Arlo. Wanted those fruits. He gave $100. That $100 was something that came from the guy. It could be that the Yid was over. But what does the money have to? The money is a transfer. It's a Zechali Fossi, like a korban bimkoim. Every time I sell something, produce for $100, the money and the produce are chalipin zemizeh. The money is a product. That's similar to the concept that we have. Let's say if somebody takes arlo fruit, takes chalakem, and he plants it, or let's say he takes truma, tevel, and he plants it, and then the growth from that could be considered an outgrowth. That's similar to yoytze. Could be considered coming from that. There's a whole sugya of gidulin, whether it becomes also, if it becomes gidulei yisurei hano. But money that's traded for an object is certainly not gidulin. Doesn't sprout from the arlo fruit. It doesn't sprout from the isura no. So the Rishonim hold that the money has absolutely nothing to do with the isura no. More so, heyois when I sold the isura no. Heyois when the Yid sold the arlo fruit weren't properly his. If they're not properly his, then that defines that the money he's getting is bimikra. He's not getting it for something of his own. Meaning, say, you could argue with what we just said about it not being chalipin. You could say that every time somebody gives something of his own and he gets $100 for it, that $100 is bimkoim, his bailus that he had. But what happens if it's Yisurei Ano? The bailus is a knapa bailus. It's not real bailus, like we said. You don't really exercise ownership on something that you can't use bichlal, you can't be nenef from. So if it's not really yours, then the money you get for letting him take it is bimikra, by chance. It's not a relationship be'etzem. It's not money ownership for ownership. There's no tit for tat because I didn't give you something of mine. I only facilitated you getting something from me. You took, the goy took the fruits of Arlo. The $100 over there is not a substitute for the ownership of the fruit because that ownership of the fruit never existed in the first place. Oy bazoy. Says the Stipler, that that's only, it's really the Marita Gazi really touches on this, that that's only when we talk about Uli Surano, Orlo, Klaakem, Basa B'cholof. Those things, the ownership of them, is not a real ownership because you can't use them. Petcha Moir might have a temporary ban. It might be able, not be able to be used right now, it's also Mano. But the Petcha Moir is doch oimid to be nifte onto a set, and then it will become regular chulin. So you're going to say that the bailus of a petah chamorah, the chamorah that's biyada Yisrael, true, he can't use it, it's also mano. But the bailus is bailus that's non-existent? That's real bailus. That's real bailus, because in a second, he'll take a sale, be poured, and he has the chamorah for himself. So that chamorah certainly is in his jurisdiction. He's not allowed to use it. He's not allowed to be nenet. He's not allowed to ride it. He's not allowed to do anything with it. He's not allowed to be nenet from it. But lamaise, it's his. If it's his, then the money that he gets is directly an outgrowth of the chamor, and it could very well be that even the Rambam that argues on Rashi by all Isurei Ano, that the money you get for Isurei Ano is not also even to the one who actually violated the Isurei Ano, but that's only true legabi. All Isurei, it's not true legabi pet the chamor, the money that will be gotten for the chamor will be considered Isurei Ano, because it's considered directly shayach to his bailus of the chamor. So what was the machlokes to Rambam and Ravid? Now let's go back. The Ravid's hasoga now is not outrageous, or it's not in a loshna being outrageous. It's not connected to Gemara. First of all, The Keneged Gemara Nitves B'Domov is not Keneged Gemara, because over there it means only those two things are Nitvas in the money itself. Over here we're saying that if there's an Isra No on the money that the owner gets, the owner of the Isra No gets, it's only because it's an expression of his using the Isra No when he spends the money. And we said that the Rashi holds out that's true by all Isra No. The Rishonim say that all Isra No are not in exchange for Yisur HaNo that he doesn't properly own. Petach Amar, that he does properly own, all Rishonim will agree that the money is in exchange for that Chayfetz. Oy Bazoy, there's a violation of Yisur HaNo by using the money they got for Petach Amar. So what's the objection of the Ravid? The Ravid's objection is just that if you see that you could be Poida the Chamor in a second, then obviously the Yisur HaNo, why? Because you can give it to a Kohen. He says you can take that money and you can give it to a Kohen. The Isra No of the Chamor is only when it's Biad Yisrael. The Isra Chamor is only Koidim Shenifte Beseh. That means that Be'etzim, there's nothing Bimahus, physically, which is also Mano. It's not regularly Isra HaNo. It doesn't have a din that Be'etzim it's also. It has a din that it's on, there's like a ban on using it in order to force you to be Poida, to carry out your din. It's Be'etzim also Mano. It's a chefza di surah, it's a chefza of evil, it's basa b'cholov, it's klaget. No, other abba has kedusha, it should be nifted, it should be given to a kohen. The Isra No is only there to force your hand in order that you shouldn't be able to procrastinate, so to speak. We don't want to be deish time to grow. But you see, clearly, any Isra No that can be taken off in a second, clearly, is not also because there's something wrong with it. It's an Isra on the person to use it in order to force him, so to speak, to give the chamor. So that is considered Isra No. That's Nitvas B'Domov. The Nitvas B'Domov, you could say, that you're using a Be'etzim. Over here, the Torah said, don't use the Chamor. The money, the Chamor, could be given, could be used, it could be Nifta. That's called something which is also Mano. That's the Ravid's objection. And that is a very localized objection, how he understands Petach Chamor. The Rambam holds no. The Rambam says, the Lamai says, since right now the Torah put an Isra HaNo on it, it has the status of all Isra HaNo, Al Kaponim, that the money that's used for it, the money that's gotten for it, is Dmei Chalifin of Isra HaNo, so that'll be also Mano. But the Machlokes to Rambam, the Ravid, is a very localized Machlokes in the Dakus of how to understand Petach HaMor. There's a Merdei Goy Sof over here. The Stifler brings a Diuk in the Pirushim Shnayis, the Rambam, that he says that the Isur Domov, this that the Rambam says that the money would be also Mano, is only Koidim Arifa. It's only if you have the Chamor, and you weren't yet, you're procrastinating, you're not Poidim Besed, now you sold the Chamor for $100, over here the halacha would be that that money is considered, like we said, the substitute of the Chamor would be also Mano, even though the Rambam argues with Rashi by all Isur Mano. But, let's say you already made Arifa. If you made Arifa, so it's also Asmano, that's a Gulukuli Alma Hendler, Buda Hendler, Shimon. After Arifa is Asmano, over there, if you then sold that dead Chamor for $100, I don't know who would buy it. But if you then sold the dead Chamor for $100, the halacha would be that money is Mutabano. What's the pshat? Look, if you tell me the Issa Petra Chamor is Nitvas Bidomov, why should it be different after Arifa? Lefi, what we said, look, it's a Dava Pashut. The only reason why the Petach Amar was Nitvas B'Domov is because it's not a regular Isra No. Because you can be paid in a second. So Mamele, it's considered yours, you have ownership. If you have ownership, when you sell, the money is a substitute for the Chamor. After Arifa, it's also Mano, it's not even Lepidian anymore, you have to bury it. If Oibazoi, then it's regular Isra No. And regular Isra No, the Rambam certainly holds, not like Rashi, holds like the other Rishonim, that the Domim are not Nitvas in the Chayfetz over there. The Domim would not be considered a substitute for the Isra No, for the Chamor, and that would be Mutter.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.